and welcome to International Report. Thousands of Nigerian women who embarked on the dangerous land journey through the Sahara Desert to North Africa with the hope of crossing the Mediterranean into Europe often had their dreams cut short when they arrived in Libya. Human traffickers sold them into slavery where they were sexually exploited. Some of those repatriated had babies following rape by their Libyan captors. In the second two-part series, Samuel Okoyo reports from Benin City on the challenges the mothers have faced in raising their Libyan-born babies in Nigeria following their return home.
Gladys feeds her hungry baby to stop her from crying. The baby was born following the sexual assault she suffered while in Libya. Nigerians like Gladys, who were repatriated from Libya, came home with unpleasant stories of how they suffered such indignities like rape, enslavement, torture, and starvation from Libyans. Gladys says, even though a victim herself, Libyan-born babies like hers are hated by some Nigerians who associate them with the crimes of their fathers. She says some people will not even touch her baby once they realize she has a Libyan father.
If I give them the baby, if they ask me as the father, because I'll say it's Arabu country. But she says, can I take a baby? And that's how she's Arabu, so I know sister will not be carrying your baby. And the baby was too bad, they used to punch Nigeria where. That Libya is a bad country. That's the way that Nigeria went there to go and suffer. That we are coming back. We're not going to bring Arabu and Libya people back to Nigeria.
Like Gladys, some Nigerian women repatriated from Libya returned home with babies born of Libyan fathers. Nigerians usually refer to them as Arab children. Their mothers say the discrimination the so-called Arab children suffer is so strong that they are even rejected by their families. Angela is one such mother. She says her son, who is now 4 years old, suffers the worst discrimination from her mother.
She will just say to me that you that went to Libya to bring unwanted baby for me. The baby did not have father. You are not ashamed of yourself. You bring a child that does not have a father. Is this one a child? This one is just a public toilet. If she were in my shoes, that she would just go and put that baby in the toilet. My son will hear it, then and he will be crying.
Oh, Lela, ho, oh, oh, Lela, Barry.
This Libyan-born child uses a plastic chair as a drum, while his Nigerian mother, who prefers to be called Gloria, sings. Gloria says the child is not likely to know his father, given the numerous men that sexually assaulted her while in Libya. She says she's concerned with the prospect of bringing up a child that will never know his father.
I can't actually trace the father because a lot of men, a lot of different Arab men, so I can't know the particular one, and I don't know. So I don't feel good about it at all. And I don't know how I'm going to do it, that this child will grow up without even finding out about his origin. Mm-hmm. So I don't just know. I feel bad, sure. That's all.
When the Libyan-born babies grow up, mothers like Gloria say they will be faced with the task of explaining the circumstances under which they had them. The mothers are, however, making the best of a bad situation by forging the best bond with the children, even though they serve as a painful reminder of what happened to them during their failed attempt to travel to Europe for a better life. Sam Olukoya, RFI, Benin City.